You know it's time for the end of winter weather and the start of Ann Arbor's many outdoor events and activities when we talk about Full Moon and Festifools. This is Lisa Berry. It's sort of Washtenaw County's own Mardi Gras event, Full Moon and Festifools, which is coming up in April. We are joined now by the founder, Mark Tucker. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
And one of the participating artists, also a great community artist, Lavinia Hanakuk. Hi.
Hi.
You've been on with us before. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
So when I first started here at WEMU 4 years ago and Mark came on, and it was really hard for me to figure out what is he talking about, Festifools and Full Moon. How would you describe it?
I mean, the best way to see this event is to just happen upon it. Like, you weren't coming to town for it. You were just going to maybe come to a restaurant or go shopping. And then down the street comes all of this crazy mayhem. It's creative mayhem. And a lot of people call our stuff giant puppets. Lavinia has been with us for the last 8 years, helping us to make these puppets, as have dozens and dozens of other community volunteers and then students from the University of Michigan in a class I get to teach through the Lloyd House Scholars Program. They design these puppets. I've come around to calling them puppets. I think of them as three-dimensional kinetic constructions, but they definitely have an anthropomorphic feel, and they turn into these real things on the street.
Yeah, I want to add something to Mark's. If you come over for lunch, I might be the person who's picking you up when you get out of the restaurant and puts a puppet in your hand.
Oh, you're looking for participants?
We always do. And I did pick up people coming out of restaurants, and after an hour of running around, they asked me, what is this?
All right, yeah. But I think you guys are underselling it. So I will give you my view. It's like a...
Maybe you're overselling it.
Because that's why I love Washtenaw County, because there is so much creativity. And I forgot to mention that Mark Tucker is the arts director of the University of Michigan Lloyd Hall Scholars Program. So there's music and there's, you call them puppets, but are they paper mache? What do you make them out of, Lavinia?
Mostly, yes, paper mache, and we use a structure of a bamboo poles.
Where do you get your ideas from?
Oh, many places. Right now, what I'm working on is inspired by a South American god of creation. I don't know if people are going to see that or they're going to see the Magnificent Hulk. It's possible that it can go either way. But
see, it's creative.
Well, the great thing is, so I've watched Lavinia work over the last several years, and she comes in with one idea at the beginning of the day, and by the end of the day, it's already transformed into something completely different and really magical. And I think it's really great for other people to see that and to see that kind of creative process and to be a part of that process and to realize that we don't necessarily worry too much about what it's going to turn mm-hmm. into. I mean, we do to a certain extent, but we know, we have a feeling that, you know, if we're there and we allow the creative, what do you call it, juju to take over.
Yeah, the juices, creative juices to
yeah.
flow.
And we're in a company of other people making creative things. And then we know that we're going to take those out onto the street and that these pieces are going to communicate with people who come to see them. I don't know. We always have faith that it's going to resonate somehow.
I was going to ask you, Lavinia, how does that feel as an artist? As Mark said, you start out with one idea, turns into something else. Do you feel a creative and expressive?
It's an interesting thing. It's one of the things that I do that doesn't live long. We spend about 2 months, maybe more, making something that literally is out for an hour and a half, and then it's done.
It comes from the trash and goes to the trash.
Yeah, we use a lot of recycled materials. But you have to leave your ego aside as an artist. And I think it's really good that we work in a community because we constantly interact. We interact with the students. We interact with each other. We change things at the last moment. We change things in the truck when we actually loaded the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Driving to the event?
Yes, we change things.
And then it changes on the street. Like, yes. We just don't know how people are going to respond to these. Right. And it's so, you were there, so you know.
I was going to say, I actually went last year, and this is what I encountered. So I walk onto the street, and there's Mark Tucker, and you're spinning some heads.
Oh, my gosh, and that's my wife there. I drag her into this event every year. We're probably fighting. No, turn it this way. Turn it that way.
There's music. Where does the music come from?
Well, we have some. Last year, we had a group that came from Brazil in New York. Yeah, they're samba experts, and they also work with a group called the Vencedores, which is part of the music program at U of M. And I think last year, actually, they just corralled a whole bunch of people who came off the sidewalks, and we put bucket drums around their necks because I think the band couldn't make it that day.
Is there a theme or a point to it?
Lavinia?
No. Well, it's just artists expressing themselves. Is it because winter is over? Is it any weather-related at all, festivals?
Well, you know, some people do, you know, relate it to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it seems like that.
And its genesis came from there. I went to a carnivale in Italy, and I've told the story many times, but I was just kind of blown away by these amazing 3- and 4-story tall papier-mâché floats that are made. And you know, and they used to, after Lent, they would put them in a big bonfire and burn them. And there was something about that I thought was really transformational. You know, not just from, you know, something creative to ashes, but that you would leave that image, you would leave those images in the minds of people, and they would carry it away. They would still have it, but it wouldn't actually have to be in a physical form.
When I saw you, Mark, you were spinning a bunch of heads. Were they all presidents or ex-presidents?
Lavinia helped me with those. We made overtly political, I have to admit. But I think it was the first time that we actually said, okay, there's issues in the world we need to talk about, and we're going to do that.
We always tread this fine line between being political and kind of subverting it a little bit. So 2 years ago, we did Pinocchio, and you could go home thinking Pinocchio is tweeting, or you can go home thinking it's more political than that.
And where are you from?
I'm Romanian.
And could you do this where you grew up?
No, I grew up in a dictatorship, and we learn how to live in a very duplicitous way. You could say certain things that always meant something else, so you couldn't really do things in the street. This resistance underground that some people could read it.
But here you are in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and you can walk down the street and you can dance.
And I can say anything, the radio.
So people don't take that for granted.
No.
Right?
No, that's really important that we take it for granted. You know, we can always go out in the street and have a giant puppet, you know, do whatever it wants to do. I think there's also something about the fact, you know, I grew up as a kid, you know, I was a ventriloquist, and I can make this little dummy on my knee say things that I personally could not say. And so as a little precocious 10-year-old, I could, you know, this thing could say all kinds of mean, nasty things, but I wasn't saying them,
right?
You know?
And now you can speak through your art.
Yeah, that's right.
When we go to Festifools, Mark, where will we find you?
Hopefully right in the middle of things. You know, we run around with duct tape and zip ties and stuff and make minor repairs if heads fall off and so forth. But, you know, we make it all year round to see it and to be part of it. And I think for anyone who's come to see it before or wants to come see it, really the best thing to do is to meet us at the corner of Liberty and Main and be under one of the puppets. You'll be turned into an animator instantly.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know how to do it, because the puppet actually takes over and it drags you down the street and it tells you what to do and it tells you how to move. And, you know, it's kind of funny that way.
And Full Moon is like the nighttime light-up version?
Right, right. We started that about 9 years ago, and it really grew out of, one, a desire to see what Festifools could look like lit up at night, but also because we had so many people from the community who not only wanted to come help us make puppets, but they wanted to make their own pieces as well. And so we designed a way that they could make these small luminary sculptures in a shorter amount of time. And so they're filled with LED lights. They come to workshops every Sunday afternoon at Work and Tile leading up to Full Moon, which is the Friday night before Festifools. Sorry, I'm doing a little shout out here.
No, I was just going to ask you, what are the dates? We need to...
April 5th is Full Moon, and it's moving over to Carytown this year, and it starts around dusk and goes till midnight. And then Festifools is on Sunday afternoon. It's only 1 hour, so you need to get there early. People usually start lining up around 3 in the afternoon. We do it from 4 to 5, and then boom, we're gone.
And Lavinia Hanakuk, local artist. You have a pop-up show coming up. We have to get in a plug for you.
At the Ann Arbor Art Center. It's going to be April 4th. It's going up. And it's ceramics and printmaking.
And she's amazing. And, you know, I really, she's one of two visiting artists, artists in residence that have come in. So, and we've never had that before. And so
at the University of Michigan?
Right.
Okay.
And she's there with Jimmy Thompson. And the two of them are helping my students out in the studio, as well as making these two monstrous, well, yours is many.
Yes.
Multi-parts.
Many things.
But they're these, I think if people have come before, they will not believe their eyes when they see these two amazing pieces that are going out there.
As part of Festifools.
Right.
Coming up on April 7th, Full Moon on April 5th, Lavinia Hanna-Kuke and Mark Tucker, thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, fellow fool.
Hey.